The registry would allow unmarried couples in a committed and financially interdependent relationship, regardless of sexual orientation, to declare their bond publicly and give them access to some of the privileges enjoyed by married couples. City Clerk Angela Blevins says the registry would serve as a basis for municipal employees to receive domestic partner benefits, and people could use it to prove their relationship for such things as visiting loved ones in the hospital and picking up their children from school.
The registry is seen as a way for domestic partners to record their relationships and for businesses and organizations to have a neutrally administered means of qualifying a person for benefits or discounts that they may choose to offer. The registry is entirely optional for all parties. No domestic partnership is required to be registered. No company is required to provide discounts or benefits. No company is required to recognize the domestic partner registry as a qualification for whatever discounts they choose to offer.
Blevins says the legislation would allow couples to meet certain criteria to register with her office for a fee. She says in order to register, the couples may not be married and both partners must be at least 18 years of age or older. It does not automatically qualify someone to receive domestic partner benefits from their employer.
You would speak directly to the organization from which you seek to receive a discount or benefit. By itself, the domestic partner registry does not provide any special discounts or access to benefits. It is a tool that domestic partners can choose to show that they are eligible for domestic partner benefits offered by employers or a family discount provided by businesses and organizations.
Council members say it's good for business and fosters an environment of openness. Stonewall Columbus Director Carla Rothen says several Ohio cities and college towns already have such registries, including Cleveland, Cleveland Heights, and Toledo.
According to the latest 2010 census numbers provided by Williams Institute at UCLA, 14% of LGBT couples are raising children, and 253,440 people are living in same-sex committed relationships in the Columbus metro area.
Several council members won endorsements in the 2008 election from a local LGBT newspaper, in part because of their support for the registry proposal.